Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Madalas nating marinig ang mga kwento ng mga tagapag-empleyo na nagbabayad ng mababang sahod sa kanilang mga manggagawa, maparestoran o maliit na negosyo. Bilang isang manggagawa, mayroon kang maliwanag na karapatan pagdating sa sahod, kondisyon at kaligtasan. At mayroon ding mga madaling paraan upang isumbong ito kung ang iyong mga karapatan bilang manggagawa ay hindi nirespeto. Narito ang ulat ni Audrey Borget at Ami Chien Yu Wang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang paraan ng pag-andar ng sistema ng trabaho sa Australia ay maaaring napakalaki. Ngunit mahalaga na malaman na ang mga migrante, mamamayan man ng Australia o may hawak na visa, ay mayroong magkaparehong karapatan tulad ng bawat Australiano. Ang pinakamababang sahod nasyonal ay $18.29 kada oras. Maaring higit pa kung ikaw ay isang kaswal na manggagawa o kung ikaw ay maging marapat para sa isang modernong parangal. Ang Fair Work Ombudsman ay nagbibigay ng mga impormasyon at payo tungkol sa mga patakaran sa lugar ng trabaho sa Australia. Inirekomenda ni Mark Lee, direktor ng media na tumungo sa website upang masigurong ikaw ay binabayaran ng sapat ayon sa karapatan.
The best thing that you can do to figure out what the rate of pay is and what your award or what your job entitles you to is to log on to our website, fairwork.gov.au, and have a look at our pay and conditions calculator. When you have a look at that calculator, you can answer a few questions about the job that you're doing and it will give you the rates of pay that you're entitled to be paid.
Kung ikaw ay Australiano na nasa ilalim ng visa, ayon sa kanya, responsibilidad mong pag-aralan ang mga kondisyon ng iyong visa bago magsimulang magtrabaho.
It's important to understand what your work entitlements are under that visa. We have a number of different visas in Australia and our visas are governed by the Department of Immigration and Border Protection. If you're on a student visa, for example, your work entitlements might be different to if you're on a working holiday visa. So before you begin work, you should check with the Department of Immigration and Border Patrol about what those entitlements are and make sure that you stick to those.
Mahalaga din na malaman mo kung ano ang pwede mong gawin at kung ano ang iyong mga karapatan dahil ang pagiging bago sa Australia ay maaaring magdulot ng pagsasamantala. Isa sa limang reklamo na isinumbong sa Fair Work Ombudsman ay nanggaling sa mga taong may hawak na visa. Kumakatawan din sila sa kalahati ng mga kasong papunta sa korte.
We know that recent arrivals and temporary visa holders are more vulnerable to workplace exploitation. For many, English is their second language, so they may have some language barriers to understanding their rights. They're also often unfamiliar with the Australian pay rates and workplace laws, and they might not know where to go to help if they do have an issue. But most often, they're worried about what might happen to their visa status if they approach us for help. So we would strongly encourage people to have a look at our website and have a look at the protections that we can offer.
Dapat mong malaman na isang tagapag-empleyo ay hindi maaaring magkansela ng iyong visa at hindi din mawawala ang iyong visa dahil sa mga sumbong ng pagsasamantala.
We do have a protocol in place with the Department of Immigration where your visa won't be cancelled if you believe you've been exploited at work and you report those circumstances to us. So you don't need to worry about your visa when coming to us for help.
Masusi ang pagtrabaho ni Professor Alan Fels, ang puno ng Migrant Workers Task Force, sa pagpapabuti ng mga batas upang puksain ang pagsasamantala sa mga migrante nagtatrabaho. Hinihikayat niya ang mga tao na magsumbong kung batid nila na hindi nirerespeto ang kanilang karapatan.
Well, in the case of, for example, 7-Eleven, that business underpaid many thousands of workers and now they are being repaid, many of them. 7-Eleven has already repaid $150 million. So it is worthwhile reporting underpay and start with the government's Fair Work Ombudsman.
Sinabi din ni Mark Lee, naghahandog ang Fair Work Ombudsman ng mga impormasyon at kasangkapan sa iba't ibang lengguahe.
Our website has information in 30 different languages. We also have an anonymous tip-off form online. So if you are concerned about revealing your identity, you can keep that private and you can use our anonymous tip-off tool. And that tool is available in 16 different languages other than English. You can also speak to one of our InfoLine advisors. You can call 13 13 94 and speak to somebody on the phone, and we have a translator service available too, and that's free.
May karapatan din ang mga manggagawa ng Australia sa isang ligtas na lugar ng trabaho. Sinabi ng Dibisyon ng Konstruksyon, National Secretary ng CFMEU na si David Noonan, dapat magsalita ang mga manggagawa kabilang na ang mga may hawak ng pansamantalang visa kung pakiramdam nila na sila ay hindi ligtas.
They should make a complaint. The worst thing that can happen is that you do work that's unsafe and get hurt or get killed at work. There's no worse outcome for families than that. Lots of employers will put people on temporary visas knowing that they're less likely to argue the case. But the strict legal position is the safety laws apply to everybody equally, and that's what workers should demand. It doesn't matter where they come from in the world. In this country, they've got a right to work safely. They've got a right at law to refuse unsafe work. They can get assistance from the government regulator in each state. At the end of the day, the union is there to defend workers.
Sinabi din niya na ang mga pansamantalang manggagawa ay madalas hindi nagsusumbong ng pagsasamantala, bullying, o hindi ligtas na pamamaraan sa trabaho dahil sa takot na pabalikin sa kanilang tinubuang bayan.
The employer can't just send you back home. If you have an issue around occupational health and safety or underpayment of wages, you are entitled to get advice from your employer or from the government regulator. And if the employer tries to send people home for making those inquiries, that's unlawful.
Tumungo sa safeworkaustralia.gov.au upang alamin kung sino ang taga-regulate ng ligtas na trabaho sa iyong estado. Maaari namang mag-access at makipag-usap sa isang tagapagsalin mula sa TIS National ng Fair Work Ombudsman.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.